politicians are brainwashed by all the rules, brainwashed by our leaders, by our kings and queens, brainwashed in the open and brainwashed behind the scenes.
Highly confused.
He's a normaton.
Let's challenge his shattered view of the world.
Here's a little action for the never believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why don't you go with me? No, I'm not going to be no.
We have some stand up for the
illegal. Why don't you turn away to? You saw all of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew?
That love is the only truth, everything else is illusion.
On two of the year 2007 Anno Domini, since the estimated birth date of Jesus Christ. So yeah, we got some different stuff to talk about tonight. Sorry we got started late. Apparently I need to severely reprimand and physically abuse other people involved at the network for that. But anyway, if you are in the Central or Eastern North American time zones, you probably might have just had an opportunity to, or probably did not watch this thing on Fox Television called Kayville, which is a kind of a post-Katrina buddy cop show, and we might talk about some of that more later. While we are still collecting the show this evening, let's do something we often do, and let's listen to the Ron Paul legislative update. This week's is about transparency.
Here's a little action for the never
so this is the right number.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're dialing away here. So the wrong number.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with the weekly update.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis famously said, "Sunlight is the best disinfectant." Indeed, some of the most malignant growth of our government has been nurtured under a cover of darkness. Literally, in the dark hours of the morning at the end of the year, it has become tradition for the Appropriations Committee to rush the famous omnibus bill to the floor for a vote, mere hours after it is introduced. The vote took place at 4 a.m. the last time, and omnibus bill was before us. We had all of 4 hours to deliberate on almost 1,400 pages of important legislation. My colleagues somehow found this acceptable, however, and the bill passed 212-206. The bill for the expansion of the state children's health insurance program, SCHIP, was also rushed to the floor with little time to examine the lengthy text of this legislation. If approved by the Senate, this measure would increase taxes by an additional $53.8 billion over 5 years and further extend the federal government's reach into the health care of American citizens. Similar processes were followed for raising the minimum wage, providing funding for stem cell research, and implementing the 9/11 conference. Of course, the most well-known example of this phenomenon might be the Patriot Act. Legislators passed the 300-plus bill less than a day after it was introduced, many out of an urgency to do something. But we are sent to Washington to make informed decisions on public policy. The very least constituents expect is that their elected representatives read the legislation citizens will be subject to and taxed for. And once they have read it, to weigh the constitutionality and the merits of the legislation. How many lawmakers possibly do that without reasonable time allotted? This has long been a concern of mine, and for this reason I have reintroduced the Sunlight Rule. This proposed rule stipulates that no piece of legislation can be brought before the House of Representatives for a vote unless it has been available to members and staff to read for at least 10 days. Any amendments must be available for at least 72 hours before a vote. The Sunlight Rule provides the American people the opportunity to be involved in enforcing congressional rules by allowing citizens to move for censure of any representatives who vote for a bill brought to the floor in violation of this act. So far, I have two co-sponsors. It is my belief that this simple new rule could greatly disinfect the House of the creeping insidious growth merely by shining the light on legislation before it is voted on. We need time to think before we enact. The American people deserve at least this much from their Congress. Thanks for calling this update. A new update.
No problem.
This number, 888-322-1414, every Monday morning.
Every Monday.
It's written also and can be found on my website at
www.housetack.gov/Paul
under the title Texas.
Anyway, that was the weekly legislative update with Congressman Honorable Dr. Ron Paul. And so, yeah, you always want to be transparent in your governance. So I think we might have someone call in right now about that post-Katrina propaganda fest on Fox. And if anyone out there in Radio Land wants to call in, the number is 877-REVERE-0. That is 1-877-REVERE-0. And in other news, Adam posted a total411.info in revereradio.net today, which you might want to check out. It's from the guy who used to run all the space beam programs for the U.S. government, a guy named Colonel Dr. Bob Bowman. And he's all like, yeah, why don't we court-martial Cheney and Bush? So, pretty good idea. If you ask me, and, you know, UCMJ, that, you know, grand jury, UCMJ, almost any kind of investigative body needs to be worked for the cause of 9/11 truth right now. And anyway, on revereradio.net, you want to go and you want to give a donation, which is money. And you want to check out all the sponsors. There's, especially if you're down there in Austin, Texas, you want to go buy Weird Magazine, and you want to go to a nightclub, which is either called Elysium or Elysium. We got a call here from Austin, Texas. You're live on Revere Radio Network.
To accept the call, press 1.
Hey, you're live on Revere Radio Network.
What's going on, Source Jake?
Hey, Simon Adams from the Dead City Chronicles. What's up? So
not a lot.
So K-Ville on Fox, I saw most of it. You got to see the end of it. Let's run it down real quick. I kind of just want you to tell me how it ended first, but that probably wouldn't be very good for the audience. But what I saw is, first of all, the bad guys were an old money French family called the Dubois, and they owned the casino. And that's total bullshit, because the one casino in New Orleans is owned by Harrah's, which is a Las Vegas company, which I don't even really know who. Do you know who owns Harrah's?
I actually have no idea.
It's got to be either the Jewish mafia or the Mormon mafia, I would think.
Right. I mean, I would think it has nothing to do with any New Orleans families in reality. You know, since it is based out of Vegas, who knows? You know?
Yeah, so that's who the bad guys were. They weren't, I guess they had the Blackwater Mercenaries. They were bad guys. But what did you think of this show?
Well, I mean, I thought it was interesting because it's like so many of these Fox shows that they put out, they're these really sophisticated pieces of propaganda where there's little tidbits of reality kind of peppered through it. And then, like, everything gets all spun and sensationalized, you know, and I mean, like, for instance, the Black River Mercenaries, you know, I mean, an obvious reference to Black Water, but, you know, just stuff like that. And the whole thing with them trying to, you know, get all this land in the Ninth Ward, I mean, that was another one of those little tiny pieces of truth about, you know, them doing this huge land grab there, you know, so it's just like, where are they going with this? And they even referred to that main cop as a conspiracy theorist at one point. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, definitely. Because it was the evil daughter that did it,
right.
The father. So what happened in the end? For the people who don't know, I guess there was the evil Creole old money family had a fake charity, and they were shooting up their own charity to drive down land prices so they could buy them up because they hated black people because of black dude killed, like, the brother. So, how did it end?
It ended with, that girl ended up getting arrested, and they ended up busting all those mercenary guys who were working with them, and that was kind of the end of it, and then it went off to this nice little happy ending for this particular episode, where I guess they uncovered that that main cop's new partner, the white guy, turns out, he was in jail. He was in OPP when the storm hit, and he almost drowned in the jail, and he escaped and, like, started a whole new life. So that was kind of curious. So I was like, wow, you don't really hear them talk anywhere.
Who said he was from the Army? Did he just make up a fake ID?
It kind of sounded like he just made up a completely fake life or something. I couldn't really tell for sure. It was just kind of quick and, you know, it was really fast there at the end. I was just like, that's weird, okay. But, so they decided to, you know, keep that hush-hush for the time being and, you know, made allusions to bringing that up again later. So
that's
pretty much how it ended, yeah.
So the outsider cop maybe really isn't an outsider.
Right, exactly. He said he grew up in New Orleans.
I thought it was very sensationalized, the part where they had to have the daughter was traumatized by the broken pipe and all the water and all the rain.
Yeah. Well, it's been real
because it was the rising water, which would be giving everybody PTSD. It really wasn't.
Exactly. Everybody's fixated on thinking, you know, well, it's the storm that did all this. The storm. Well, it was the levees that were, you know, that broke or were blown or, you know, whoever wants to have that debate.
Blown up. We have the congressional testimony. It's in the congressional record, thanks to Cynthia McKinney. Really.
That's right. It was just another one of those cute propaganda pieces. Where right out of the gates, I mean, they started with all the little buzzwords that all Americans know. They know the French Quarter. They know the Ninth Ward. They know Bourbon Street, and then made their little Dumbo references and, you know, crap like that. But like I said, it was just interesting, a little, you know, peppered truth throughout it, like with the land-grabbing aspect and all that. It's just like, because there are real estate companies out there pulling that kind of crap, you know, these NGOs who are out there.
If they keep avoiding the FEMA thing, and you know, just the federal angle to all this, it's going to be just totally bogus. And you know, who knows? Maybe they'll get into it and they'll get canceled. I think a year ago at this time on Monday, Fox had a show where a senator's wife was kidnapped, and it turned out it was like FEMA and the Freemasons were involved, and she was part of a generational cult. And then they just canceled that show really quick.
Wow.
Like 5 episodes. It was called Vanish. What? That's what it was called.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. It always puzzles me, like, what the hell is going on with Fox? Like, how, I mean, over the years, they've always put out these different shows. And, like, you know, the X-Files and Millennium, and, you know, they did The Lone Gunman for one season. You know, and there's all these different things where they'll put little bits and pieces of these kinds of things out there.
And then when they say too much, they just cancel.
Yeah, exactly.
There's another good show called Firefly, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why that is. Maybe, especially more when it started with the X-Files and everything, maybe its management and everything was part of the least centralized. And
the smaller
media operation is, the easier it is for people to sneak in there and put in some truth. But then, you know, but whatever.
But by the same token, it kind of makes me wonder, like, well, did it, you know, kind of try to saturate the people with this kind of stuff, so that should anybody really start asking those particular hard questions, the response will be, oh, you've been watching too much TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That's like a revelation of the method is what they call that one. So it's, that's freaky.
Crazy, man.
All right. Anything else about the show?
No, man, I'm still kind of trying to process it in my own head, so I'm gonna continue to catch it from you.
Know it ended.
Yeah, man, no sweat.
All right, rock on.
All right, later on, man.
Okay, and Dead City Chronicles, Friday nights, 5 Eastern, 4 Central, Revere Radio.
Hell yeah.
DiamondAdams.com.
Absolutely. Cool.
All right, peace.
All right, later.
Later. And there you go. That was Diamond Adams from the Dead City Chronicles, and you know, it might just be time for Orleans Parish Prison by Johnny Cash. But we'll be back in a minute. We got another exciting guest lined up, and all kinds of interesting things here on Revere Radio Network, RevereRadio.net, and Total Information Radio, Total411.info.
Well, have you seen my dark-haired girl? She was selling her love to a hungry world. They got her clothes and the money she took, and they wrote her name in the prison book. Orleans Parish Prison, won't you free my dark-haired girl? She's tired and cold, and you got the gold she took from a hungry world. Orleans Parish Prison, won't you free my dark-haired girl? Well, have you seen my green-eyed son? He shot a man down with a sawed-off gun, and they found him down by the Pontchartrain, where they cuffed his hands with a big iron chain. Orleans Parish Prison, won't you free my green-eyed son? I heard him say as they led him away, sorry for what he's done. Orleans Parish Prison, won't you free my green-eyed son? Well, have you missed my brother, man? He took a little money with a gun in his hand. Now the kids are hungry and the wife ain't well, and the daddy's locked up in a prison cell. Oh, Orleans Parish Prison, won't you free my brother, man? I know it's sad, but he ain't bad, he's doing the best he can. Orleans Parish Prison. Won't you free my brother man?
Actually, this is awesome. This is called Fuck You, Mr. Cheney. And I'll discuss more about what it's about in a second.
Go fuck yourself, Mr. Cheney. Go fuck yourself.
Are you getting a lot of that? First time I've heard it.
Against America. Think it's the home of the brave. But I love my country. It says it's right to say. Why don't you?
Go fuck yourself, Mr. Cheney. Go fuck yourself, us all. Go fuck yourself, Mr. Cheney. Go fuck yourself, us all.
Your war for all is still there. Of course, that is the same. Mission accomplished, you told us. Dick shoots below your high days. So why don't you
go fuck yourself, Mr. Cheney? Go fuck yourself, us all. Go fuck yourself, Mr. Cheney. Go fuck yourself, us all.
Mission accomplished.
You and the black horses you rode in on.
Go fuck yourself, Mr. Cheney.
Gotta figure out what to do with all of the.
Go fuck yourself.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President? First time I've heard it.
People here carving a bulk.
All right, and we are back live on Rear Radio Network Monday night. That was the band Dr. O, which is fronted by Ben Marble, M.D. That was a guy who, if you remember, after Katrina, told Cheney to go fuck himself. And that song was played at Lafayette Park across the street from the White House in Washington, D.C. on 9/11 by that band. And they played it live, and they cranked up the sound system really high, higher than they were probably supposed to. So they made sure that the people in the White House could hear everyone rock out in the rain to Go Fuck Yourself, Mr. Cheney. And that was pretty interesting, 9/11/2007, and that was just one of the updates we have for you on Total Information Radio. What we have more 9/11 anniversary coverage ahead on the program tonight. And if people out there are looking for that song, by the way, you want to go to myspace.com/Dr. O, I think, or if that doesn't work, go to myspace/BenMarbleMD and find the link to his band. And so I wanted, there's a bunch of stuff going on in New York and D.C. and cities all across the country. Of course, you listen live of your coverage, your live coverage from Washington and Austin, Texas, and in New York, and I guess Tampa. And so that was all quite interesting. And this was, I wanted to play this audio and maybe analyze it. unfortunately, I'm having some audio problems myself here tonight. But this was a meeting. Oh, wait, we got a phone call. Oh, well, this is a... Hold on. Revere Radio, you're live. Is this Mr. Nico Haupt?
Yeah.
Hey, Nico. I was just about to play the audio of your discussion with Dylan Avery, but maybe I'll do that after you hang up, because I don't think you'd be able to hear it as we played it, unfortunately. But what's going
on?
Totally
interesting. Yeah, I'm fine. I survived the anniversary, and I had my temper under control, I think, already now since weeks, so
I think there are people around you who lost their cool.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I had my own camera from Paula Gloria, and we had some interesting concept.
And that's, is that paulagloria.com?
Yeah, she has also a website called Down the Rabbit Hole, but she's very workaholic with interviewing her guests. It's a kind of William
I was just going to say, Down the Rabbit Hole TV, and that's, you've been doing some work with them, and it's streaming television on the web for like several hours a day, right?
Yeah, and plus Paul Graw is probably more controversial than Rance and Nico all together, because there's no guests that she didn't have, from Esoterica, Fischer's to Alexander Technique, Dr. Andrew McTee, Fakery. But she, I like her. I had my own issues a while ago, but she's not connected to any organized council. She has her own spirituality. It's kind of fun to see Nico Hall next to Paula Gloria. Like, it's a kind of real reality set.
Well, she's so very new agey and very zen, and maybe she's had a calming effect on you, Nico.
Right, my own therapy, no. Anyway, she bought me a camera, and unfortunately, an old camera broke on day three. We tried to recover on day two, which is when I was at, Cooper Union, and that Jameson kicked me out, and I made a regular camera interview with Kevin Barrett, asking him about this, Sydney Kennebunk, controversy. Because most people don't know the real background actually started by Captain May, who confused
a little bit, Nico.
Okay.
The Kennebunkport manifesto thing, which was something Tarpley had drawn up and some mainstream anti-war people signed, and then they chickened out, basically.
It looked a little like a setup, mainly because Tarpley is too close on the Derek Andrew Weapon support, so maybe they tried to take him out by setting him up with false info on 19-minute warning. And as usual, Tarpley over-exaggerate the rant thread anyway, which I politically disagree. And I would like to give also this week props to Greg Nixon, who did a great show together with David Ableson. So we're getting now huge support in the independent radio scene. Unfortunately, maybe too late because Arlen himself is a Texans month. But
maybe we might replay that later. That was the WTP false flag show.
Right. So the later is basically Wesley Tarpley gets no more marginalized. This is kind of ironic. That silly signature thingy. It's basically helping now also to reveal the phoniness of the anti-war movement, which is only good news. So you see now actually Cindy Sheen.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. It's the kind of controlled people in the anti-war movement and the controlled people in the 9/11 movement are, for some reason, they're attacking Tarpley. It's just kind of strange, but I don't...
Yeah, it's the people every week have their own reset button. You know that we call them once intrusive and the reset button. So every week they seem to forget what they said the week before, so they didn't know.
Yeah, it's like living in a dystopian novel. People are incredible.
It's like, it's no secret that it's a LaRouche, that's a rebel revolution. I mean, there was no secret, so.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't.
And obviously, no one read the book. I'm on the book, and the cover can see it. Anyway, it's very funny. So that might help to reveal the foliage of the anti-war movement. For sure, you see now also the traditional Jews link siding with the left gatekeepers. They have a huge alliance now around John Gold on and Truth Action and Jimmy Fox. And the latest X-Men is Kevin Ryan. He signs now also with a good team. You see, who ironically was a guest on Alex Jones, but it might be
interesting. What did Kevin Ryan say? So if Kevin Ryan's really attacking Tarpley, that's very...
He mentioned his name, but you see, he's siding up with the gatekeepers or the wearing truth links.
People are exposing themselves, people you couldn't be sure of before, you know. It's bizarre. I mean, you know, some people you think they're just gullible, and then when you kind of see them all do the same thing to another group of people, it's something else.
Getting all very thin at the so-called leadership, it's actually a little crumbling right now. Everything is very thin. It's obviously we have changed, getting more popular. Alex Jones had probably
more people are doing hecklevism, which is what you call it, the We Are Change hecklevism. I think that's very good. So I think the more people who do that,
the
Directed Energy Weapons Conference in Alabama.
That was actually a follow-up by coincidence. There's a new kind of proper mechanics front around the university in Cambridge. And to make that short, they're just supporting the official story. But interestingly, the professor, doctor, I forgot his name now, is linked to the, the AIAA, and that's a huge space consortium. And he's sponsoring premiering a huge conference 3 days, where you have all the players around the direct engine and future conferences. You see again how strongly it's linked technically together. Because they're using direct engines also, as they say, in experimentations during war games, like Resolve, which is linked to the U.S. Space Command.
Yeah, that's true. So, some of the Noble Resolve up in Portland, Oregon, there's some documents that said they might be using directed energy weapons there.
Right. Well, what they say, testing could be live. Some people are joking or speculating that they might have used them in melting bridges or whatever. This is a huge conference. You see all the players around. You can say Nazi Dennis Muhlenberg from Boeing and Raytheon, and so that's actually in Alabama. So I made a kind of rant that there shouldn't be a real change in Alabama. And I know for a fact.
Well, actually, I think there's one in Florida. Now, the reason that's in Alabama, Nico, in case you don't know, there's a major NASA presence. That's Huntsville, Alabama. That's a huge NASA base there. That's, you know, where they build all kinds of. It's a NASA manufacturing plant more than a NASA base.
Right, I didn't know much more.
The directed energy weapons are.
Right, so this conference is coming, and people should check out all the names and players so that they can continue their own research. Also, we have the DC protest. This is not the last chance for peaceniks to speak out this year. This next week, I think, there's a sit-in start already this weekend. Well, and also on the TV station front, we have huge six-digit numbers now from many different producers. There's a guy called Double K 2000 with a nice compilation.
What is Double K 2000? Which video site is he on?
They have all similar names, but if you go to Meta Cafe and search for Double K 2000, you find one matchup.
Meta Cafe, Metacafe, Meta Cafe.
Yeah. It's very nice made. It has some samples from other world. It's very nice compilation. And it has 116,000 views in only 4 weeks. And we really have now two to almost three digits. I call them the producers or promoters. These are people who are either mirroring or uploading already existing mashups or doing their own ones or becoming their own producer, create their own mashups. So it's really very popular without giving out false hopes, but it's becoming a huge underground hit now. And even the Flag Raiders around...
On the Bill Maher over the weekend, what did he retreat back to? It was, we all saw planes crash into the towers on TV. That's what he said. We saw both planes crash into the towers on TV. Boom. TV is real, and that's it. That's the end of the argument as far as 9/11 is concerned.
Well, we saw
this issue is so important. Go ahead.
Well, But we had two tendencies coming towards the university. The one was a huge Nine Air hangout distraction. You saw all this Giuliani. That was clearly scripted for me to recreate the hangoutness on the mechanism from the Nine Air.
Nico, that reminds me. I totally forgot. I'm going to post this either before the show's over or right after. There's actually another congressional hearing tomorrow morning on 9/11 health and 9/11 air. So I don't know if people want to pay attention to that. Maybe we can find a way to play it on review.
It's clear that all these health issues are planned into any movement since Vietnam to distract from the actual politics and the false flag. Analyzes.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if it's even a half issue as much as it's just a real an issue as anything. It's just that it's managed, because really the health issue and the air issue is about concrete and steel turning to dust. And
what weapons are
used to do that?
Well, you can't even argue cynically that they want people actually to die after the fact, so that they have actually these health diversion debates. So that makes sense to me that they are not concerned about it, as long as people say that there's much bigger picture than just people that up the fact, but there's actually a false flag.
It's always the same thing. I mean, they'll cure them like the VA.
Well, anyway, I'm a kind of ranking fetishist. I'm always checking around which blog goes up and down. So I saw when the TV series started becoming popular, at the same time also during the anniversary, people might notice all of a sudden we had kind of other bizarre plane hugging, like we had Fidel Castro speaking out, analyzing real planes, and then all of a sudden saying, oh, that means that after analyzing the planes in New York, that there was no plane in the Pentagon.
Yeah.
That was funny. That's the final confirmation you see. But anyway, and then at the same weekend, ex-CIA, Anderson Cooper, is promoting this mystery plane in D.C., this is a kind of silly counter-campaign.
What I say about the mystery plane, and it's a shame I don't have this audio. I think they played it earlier today, if you were listening to review, or sure people know what it is. But the CNN story about the mystery plane over D.C., it was all from military sources. And, you know, there's a big connection between U.S. Army Fort Bragg and CNN. And what I'm wondering is, and I might have mentioned this to you off-air, along with Colonel Bowman trying to get people to court-martial Bush this week, if that was some kind of warning sign from the military saying, if you go to Iran, we have the evidence to court-martial you on 9/11. And that was...
Well, it seems to be, as he's the multi-layered setup they had in the same week, also this panicking about some nuclear warheads attached to planes. But if he needed to build a kind of setup, like a kind of soft flag alert, like maybe they will script some sleeping cells taking over the plane, or whatever they come up with, seems to be going to that direction, but I'm speculating here for sure. Anyway, also very interesting is that it didn't seem to be scripted, but there was this Bill Maher show when Mostef was close to Mortar Technique, that 9/11 was an inside job, clearly, Bin Laden did it.
Yeah, well, that was the week before this past Friday, where Bill Maher said 9/11 truth people need to go on pastoral, because I saw it on TV, and TV is real, so it's rap versus TV, I guess.
But if you carefully analyze the last minute, you know how TV works. A director always does a kind of close-up face, goes back to the host, but he can't react all the time very fast. So his last remark was not really the answer to the question. To carefully see what Bill Maher asked, he says, so who do you really think did 9/11? And all of a sudden the cut comes very fast, and you hear him saying, I also don't believe in the moon landing. It looks like they cut something out, and I'm wondering what that was. So there's a kind of possibility that he might have said something else.
I actually still haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment.
But
I know
on the other hand,
and it's on HBO. Right. They're not even supposed to have a delay, so I don't know.
But, I mean, I thought it was a refreshing statement, but on the other hand, Mostef, in his last track, is still hugging the second plane, so we don't know what this is about. But so a lot of things actually happened, and I'm seeing the anniversary because we are changed in New York, very open mind on tea fakery, they know also about dark angels. So something will happen in the next few weeks, the plots have to build a kind of spin, whatever that will be, I don't know. But also September Cruise Part 8 came out, once again, it's very good made, and people should check it out.
It's better than Part 7, I don't like Part 7.
Yeah, so, and if people are, we should still mention that DJ Shure is still doing great job as his,
we've been playing some of his stuff on here. We played some last week, and sorry, the archive still isn't up yet, folks.
We ended up
might play a little bit this week, too, actually. We'll see.
Yeah. He actually has a final confirmation that Flight 1177 did not exist according to the Bureau of Transformation.
Yeah, we played that last week. We played that last week.
You played it already, cool.
Yeah. All right, Nico, anything else?
I think that's all it, Serena.
All right.
I'm still having, thanks for having me.
In 911bloglines.com, right?
Yeah, thanks so much, and I'm trying to send up the video updates, any day video updates, but I think it's from Flash module, so it might load for some people slower. But please check out the news of 50. We have really every week cool new entries, and I try to create an interesting roundup, also videos I disagree every
video
day.
Video mashups. All right, that's great. I'll talk to you later, Nico.
Okay, later, bye.
Peace. All right, that was Nico Haupt, veteran 9/11 researcher. And actually, what I was about to play when he called in, and I'll play it and I will score it, but Nico had a quick discussion with a newcomer to 9/11 research, Dylan Avery, who did the film Loose Change, and I think he's got a show in Revere also. And of course, we like Loose Change because they use some information that was exclusively reported by total911.info. And so where did, oh, here's the file, it's right at the top. All right, so basically Nico Haupt is mad at Dylan Avery because apparently the new Loose Change, which I still haven't seen, is not going to address the TV fakery issue. So let's check this out, and we'll see who wins. I got to listen now.
People here covering up all crimes. The third entrance, going to mankind, and the topic for the end already. There's still police, Stephen Jones, Alex Jones, covering them up, right? Small tag entrance, two stone forces in zero. What is more worth? Stopping work for 4 and 5, or talking about hangout shoes? And we have changed executing a good service. Alex Jones is not relevant. We have changed it all by themselves. He's bandwagoning on the success of We Have Changed and he's claiming he's all...
Okay, Dylan gets a point there because Nico was not being relevant to really the discussion about the central issue. So... let's keep going.
All behind it. I was going to predict 9/11 3 months before. Everyone predicted 9/11, man. CIA predicts also 9/11. What's the wrong
with it?
Right, but Alex Jones is going to yield into Scientology.
And by the way, this is available on YouTube. Just type in Nico Haupt, Dylan Avery.
Actually, ladies.
Doctors is not Scientology. He believes in God.
Boss, true Scientology.
We need enough people to move.
The other thing is, as all the people from New Orleans covering up 90,000 hits on live video on the evidence of TV fake news.
TV fake news.
We're covering up nonsense.
So they're giving the media a free pass. They let CBS, CNN, Fox, actually let go continuing to the fakery.
Yeah? What fakery, Nico?
Well, you would agree that Bin Laden is not the real Bin Laden. All you're using is the
fraud Bin Laden. Actually, no, I've gone through the real footage.
Okay, that was a point for Nico because Avery thinks that the new Bin Laden tape is real.
It is Bin Laden. Oh, he gets younger every time. He has black beard.
What, the recent footage?
Yeah.
You're saying that's fake?
I'm saying it's not the real Bin Laden.
Okay, but what does that have to do with planes not hitting the World Trade Center?
Well,
what does that have to do with planes not hitting the World Trade Center?
Hang on, he said that some footage is fake, but some is not. And
what does that have to do with no planes hitting the World Trade Center?
How did they fake the video?
How did they fake thousands of witnesses?
Watch September Cruise. It's all laid out over there.
It's bogus, Nico.
No, it's not bogus. You are...
Okay, it's another point for Nico, because there's just...
You linked it to Spock. He was backed up by 7 aviation companies.
He's backed up by aviation companies?
7 aviation companies.
All right.
Okay, that was a retarded accusation by Nico, so that's a point for Avery.
Sir, Darren, ex-Mexican, how do you know this about them?
You just go to his own website and...
Tony's going to aviation. What's the big deal?
Well, that's why you're a plane hugger, because you mentioned it, because they're paid by...
Okay, so let me get this straight. I'm a plane hugger because my executive producer has ties to the aviation industry. Is that what you're saying?
Richard Branson links to space world.
Okay.
So he's in privatized military, actually doing the same stuff as you're covering up. Star Wars, FBI...
What am I covering up, Nico?
You're covering up...
September 2, bullshit?
You're covering up the pending world war between the SEO, Russian Federation, and China. So you're covering up the war.
What does this have to do with TV fakers? What does any of this have to do with September 2?
Because Future Common System hacking through it directly into him, contracting 40 companies to sell and let out the fake claims. It's all connected.
What about the eyewitnesses? What about the thousands of people that...
Okay, so that was, you know, I lost track. There was two more for Nico in there, but I wasn't counting. I think it's...
The eyewitnesses contradict each other. You know what I'm saying?
The eyewitnesses contradict each other?
Yes, they contradict each other.
Have you seen the group?
Okay, that's another one for Nico, because that's true.
Have you seen the big group? I don't have... The groups of people standing around going, holy shit, a plane just hit the building. Were they all deluded? Were they all charged?
No, they just put in two events in one. There was a flyby plane. Yes.
A flyby? A flyby?
A flyby plane.
You're telling me there was a flyby in downtown Manhattan. Do you think about the things that you say, or do you think about the things that you're
doing?
Okay, one more for help.
You're doing a proof of argument?
No, I'm doing what's called logic.
No, logically, two people are putting proof in one if they don't have another
tower. So you're saying that the plane actually flew by the South Tower and that the TV...
Well, it's all covered up.
How many people saw the plane?
Yeah,
how many people you know saw the plane?
A couple.
And what has to do with the evidence on TV fakery? What has to do with the evidence on TV fakery?
I know.
They can prove that TV fakery is...
So go prove it. I'm done. Prove it. Go prove it.
Yeah, well...
All right, so then I think I'm done, and he just walks off. So, I don't know, that was one more point for helped at the end, and I don't know, what was that, 5-3, 6-3? I thought it was 7-2, but who cares? So that was pretty interesting, just some context for the previous guest there. Anyway, there you have it, and it is now 10:55 on Monday. That is not the end of our review of the 9/11 anniversary, because we have one more thing. But again, if anyone out there wants to call in, it's 1-877-REVERE-0. That's 1-877-REVERE-0. And I think what we are going to do now is listen to... there's a surprise appearance at the goings-on in Washington, D.C. for 9/11, and I have it recorded here, and that special appearance was a longtime comedian and activist, Dick Gregory, and he spoke for about 11-12 minutes, so let's see what we got here. Where's data? Let's get to the thing here. All right, here we go, Dick Gregory, and this is about 11 and a half minutes, 12 minutes, and we will be back live, revereradio.net, total411.info, Dick Gregory, September 11th, Washington, D.C.
My dear friend, since I hate to say it, since 1960, Dick Gregory is a legendary figure for his lifetime commitment to the liberation of the oppressed in every arena. And what is above all of great importance about Greg is that this is a man who argues by example. No more needs to be said about Dick Gregory. Welcome.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you.
Thank you.
After what happened in the men's room, we got to be careful.
No more comedy!
I'm thanking, praise God, we're here. It's amazing how much, you know, white folks begin to act like black folks. So here's a senator getting caught in the toilet, and he sound like some little ghetto dude that can't read or write, that don't know their rights. I just plead guilty. Well, I guess we now know there is something sweeter than a Georgia peach. That's a senator from Idaho. Let me say thanks to what you're all doing here. I've been listening to the radio all day. I'm so damn sick and tired of hearing you conspiracy folks apologize like you wrong. Huh? Apologize like you wrong. And what really bothers me about white folks, some of y'all act like America was a good country, then got... Somebody come in and say, what about Katrina? I say, go up on the Indian reservation and talk to them about the ninth floor. Think about what's been happening to them. But some kind of way, we don't understand that when you misuse women, regardless to what color, that's all by design. And while we sit here now worrying about what them thugs did up in New York, every 4 seconds you've been here, a woman in America has been beat up by her boyfriend or husband. What do you expect out of a thug country like this? This is a game. And then when you humble yourself and really know who you are, every time I fly to a peace rally, I'm paying tax money to buy bombs to drop on women and children. So once I get so goddamn great. But we can turn it over. I mean, Nelson Mandela proved it's a short walk from the jail to the palace. You don't get hung up in hatred and meanness and bitterness. But some of you white folks, you want the New York Times to be right. You don't need the New York Times. You never had them. The Washington Post. And you don't need but one example, and we don't even need to talk about what happened. September 11th. When you become the Attorney General of the United States, you're the number one cop in the world, man. Because we're the number one thug hoodlum nation in the world.
That's right.
And have you forgot, you young folks might not even know, when John Mitchell was the Attorney General, the number one cop in the world, and his wife Martha Mitchell in New York overheard them thugs talking about blowing up the World Trade Building, and she decided she's going to tell you, and they kidnapped her? They kidnapped the Attorney General's wife, and to this day, nobody's been arrested? And you don't know there's two governments? The one you're complaining about and the real one? But we're making progress because there was a time we couldn't do this. Especially this close to them thugs. They're right close to you.
That's the fun in it.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? And so again, you know, you have to know how important you are. But not just America, the salvation of the whole world depends on you. And you got to understand how hard it is to convince. You got grandmothers and grandfathers and daddies and mama wouldn't believe this bullshit you're talking about. So consider yourself blessed that you was able to see through this mess. And I go to bed every night just knowing that, you know, we cost them a lot of money. They used to could do this for free. They got this new book out with this 1,600 page book, Reclaiming History. You see? They printed 250,000. They haven't sold 10,000. And all they're doing is redoing everything all over again to say y'all crazy. And I saw my name in, I felt so good. You poor little black nappy-head boy, born on welfare. No, I was born before welfare. And I carried myself in the way where I got the most mighty nation in the history of the planet, got to hire thugs to discredit me. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
But just think about it. And I say that because, you know, you get so frustrated. I mean, well, let me leave by saying this. You'll need to forget 9/11 for about 3 minutes tomorrow and get on your computers and hit up the dinosaur. and see how many billions of years they was here, and how mean and bitter, and nobody messed with them. And after you look at that and see that, and then take about a 10-minute break and then get on the computer, the cockroach, because both of them was here during the same time. And the dinosaur been gone, and the cockroach here. We the cockroach. And they the dinosaur. And the reason the cockroach survived, because they had no negative hidden agendas. Huh? They didn't have to plot and scheme and do unspiritual, unthinkable things. Right alone is a force that is incredible. But when you add fear into it, then you come up. And so if I wanted to take you to see a dinosaur or not, we'd probably have to get on a plane and fly someplace and go to the museum. If I want to show you a cockroach, we just bring some stale water in here. And the cockroach will come to you. Mm. That's all you have to know. That beautiful little peaceful butterfly can fly all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, can fly all the way across the Pacific Ocean, but the bald eagle can't make that trip. I'm so damn sick and tired of seeing y'all out here on top of it, messing with the mightiest country there, and complaining. Complaining. They sitting somewhere now, plotting. And you know, if you really wanted to mess them up tonight, you would come here and don't say nothing. Just sit here for 3 hours. And the agents who's supposed to be checking on us, they would be arrested because they think they came over on our side. What do you mean they didn't say nothing? So take care of your bodies. And do me one more favor. I very seldom like people to check out gangster hoodlum stuff, but tomorrow, don't all of you do it together. Tomorrow, kind of dial 911. And the operator will come on. And they'll say, city and state, say, Palo Alto, California. And they ask you, what you going to say? We like Stanford University, the Department of Forgiveness, and they'll give you the number. Huh? That gangster, heathen, thug institution has a Department of Forgiveness because they know the price you pay for not forgiving.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
So just every now and then, slow yourself down, get you some rest, because them same thugs we was fighting, they'll be here tomorrow. So you know what to run. Just take your time. Don't walk around all uptight and all evil and all mean. Just take your time. We're going to win this.
Yeah.
Woo!
I never thought I'd see the day in the civil rights movement in Mississippi. When every time I went there, I knew I wouldn't come back, but I went anyway. And I never realized that 40 years later, a black man is head of the Mississippi State Troopers with no guns. And no bitterness. And white folks, please understand what that civil rights movement was about, because most of y'all don't know. The greatest movement in the history of the planet. Please understand that. And they made a mistake when we got all that legislation, they forgot to put for Negroes only, so y'all was covered. I have never said thanks. But my mother said, no, my mother said it's not necessary to show thanks. It's thanks to show good manners, which we've never had. But think about it. Before that movement, before our laws, thanks to the help of most of y'all in this room that was old enough, was there. That's the great part about coming here. You see the same beautiful people. Isn't that lovely? And so, but think back before the civil rights legislation. A white woman couldn't fly a commercial airline. Hmm? A white woman couldn't be a mechanic at the airport. Huh? A black woman couldn't be a stewardess. A black man couldn't be a pilot. And the only white woman could be a stewardess, you had to look like something off the center page of Playboy magazine. And because of us and this little movement with no bitterness and no hatred and legislation to do, anytime you get on a commercial airline, see an old, ugly, short, fat white stewardess. We got her that job. She wasn't integrated by a white husband or the Marines. And so I say thanks. I've been listening to you all day on the radio. And just thank you. And ladies, you, just remember one thing, who you are. You can find a welfare mother or a hillbilly, white woman, can't read or write, dirt poor, that's pregnant. And when that 9 months is up, you can bring all the mighty armies, the CIA, the FBI, the KGB, and they can't keep that baby in her. Because when evolution leads into revolution, that's quick change. And when that happens, 9 months of gestation is evolution. When the water bag breaks, that's revolution, and that baby's going to fall, and it means death to the mother and the child. And so again, I say thank you. You know, stay nice to yourself. Don't let these thugs aggravate you and make you angry and go through all those changes. They're just to my brother here. What a brother. Sometimes you scared the shit out of me. I love you. God bless you. Peace be with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know if Dick Gregory was saying it was a good thing that because of civil rights legislation, we got old, fat, ugly stewardesses on the airplanes, and I think I kind of disagree. I what happened to the Hooters-type stewardesses? And, and so anyway, that would also go along with what Ron Paul says about arming pilots and that airlines being, you know, be in charge of who the stewardess is or whether or not the passengers or the pilot carries guns, and airlines shouldn't be doing fake flights as part of NORAD war games and then getting paid off by owning the Senate Majority Leader, which is basically what happened in 9/11 with who was it? Daschle's wife being the head of the airline lobby. And, you know, they all got paid off real good. So it's 11:08. We're running long, but we started late, so that's okay. I'm not sure what else there is to say, and that might have rhymed and might have been in meter, but regardless, call in at 1-877-REVERE-0. I'm going to play the song, Orleans Parish Prison, and if you got something to say, call in at 877-REVERE-0. Otherwise, I'll be right back to wrap this up.
This is Revere Rate.
All right, and we are back. And one more thing tonight. CNN, our friend DJ Jeff from PumpItOut.com made a call to CNN regarding the Hezer Kani video. By the way, I can report that Total911.info has obtained some footage that might be useful to this investigation. But regardless, our friend DJ Jeff Shore from PumpItOut.com called CNN to ask, what is up with this video with the ghost plane and Michael Ruzicani? And, he's all of a sudden he's got all this diamond money. And is he like a Jewish Persian or what's that deal? And he can't tell us why he took the video for CNN. And, you know, was Kitty Pryde flying the video with the plane with a rag on her head? All these questions that are outstanding. And, where were we? Okay, so let's play Jeff calling CNN asking for accountability. Alright, and we'll be cutting back in with commentary.
This is Revere Radio Network, Tampa.
And radio, I'm Mary Ellen Hopkins. Ohio Congressman Paul Gilmore was found dead today in his apartment in Washington.
Thanks for calling CNN Public Information.
Hi, I guess I just talked to you. You transferred me over to the permissions department?
Yeah, does that not work?
No, I just got an answer. Audix, again.
Okay. Let's see, what else can I do?
Like, I'm sorry to bother you.
No, that's fine. I know you want to get permission or talk to this guy. Let's see if we can get... Can you give me his name again?
It's Michael Hezerconi. If you want me to spell his last name.
No, it came up on Google. The contact info for himself. You don't remember who you talked to in CNN?
No, I just, like, it was just, I asked for public information and someone answered just like you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had said, like, they had asked me if my name was Michael, and I said, no, my name's Jeff. And they said, oh, okay, I see it right here, yeah. And they said, we're still waiting on the information. And that was like a month ago. And so I don't know exactly what that was about. And then every time I've left the message, no one's called back in a month. And it's like, what, 6 days left till September 11th. Like, I would have thought there would be something in a computer somewhere that just had basic information about the video. Like, they don't have a database of the video. Like, I would have assumed you just punched his name in. It says, okay, this video.
I'm looking at a website here. It says, he was on a phone conversation with Jeff Hill, a Canadian documentary filmmaker, and Hezerconi wouldn't state whether or not he was at Battery Park when he shot the video. Instead, he told Jeff to call CNN. You aren't Jeff Hill, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
Again, if you remember from a previous installment of this program, Jeff Hill had called Michael Hezerconi, and was like, dude, what's up with this video of the plane melting in the tower? He's like, I don't know. I can't tell. Call CNN. I don't know. Like, who to call CNN? He's like, I don't know. Don't call. My lawyer says I can't talk about it. Call CNN. I don't know. So that's where we are with this. So let's go back to the phone call here.
Yeah, he said he wasn't allowed to say anything about the video at all.
So that's you, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on Radiant View Communications? You aren't Jeff Hill, are you?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, he said he wasn't allowed to say anything about the video at all.
So that's you, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you on Radiant View Communications?
Pardon me?
Radiant View Communications. It's a website that says the response.
I don't know what that would be. It's just, there's a big controversy about the video.
Yeah.
And, like, a simple answer is, where was he when he took the video footage? I don't see why it's such a, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just making it weirder and weirder.
Difficult, yeah.
But it just makes everything more suspicious, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, like, I know it's going to sound weird to you, but a lot of people think that video footage is fake. Because a plane just can't go inside a building, meld into a building.
Yeah.
That goes beyond the laws of physics, so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have a lot of questions about 9/11, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just making it a little more mysterious.
Yeah. The thing is I don't know what producer would have known this or even bothering them with this question. You know, we'd have to sort of pinpoint where, you know, who, when Mike uploaded the video to us, what producer he talked to, and then that producer would in turn have to call, you know, Hezerconi and say, you know, we did give you the right. I mean, Mike holds the rights to these videos. So he doesn't, I don't understand why he needs CNN's permission to tell you. I just feel like he's not telling you because he doesn't want to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't.
I had also talked to Park Foreman. He's another guy that shot some video.
Yeah.
And he said that CNN acts as his agent or something.
Okay.
so anything had to go through CNN too. So it seems like all of a sudden CNN has all these videos and no one else can talk about them except CNN.
No, I'm certainly not trying to hush things up either. Like, I want you to be able to talk to him, but I've never heard of this, you know, so it's news to me, you know, it's new. Let's see, looking through contacts here, see if, I could put you anywhere that has to do with this. Yeah, and I don't want to just keep bouncing you around CNN just because it seems like it's not going anywhere. Okay, and take my name down. My name is Donnie.
Sorry, what was that?
My name is Donnie.
Donnie?
Yeah, I can personally try to work on this for you, you know, and you're welcome to call back within the next couple of days to see if I've made any progress, but, I guess I can't keep transferring you around from department to department and that you're not getting the right place, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so I'll try back maybe in 2 or 3 days then?
Yeah, and I'll try to research for you and just try to figure out where you can get permissions in order to talk to this guy, to Michael Hagerfami.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revere Radio Network.
There you have it right there. That was our friend Jeff from PumpingOut.com. More mysteriousness with the Michael Hirzakhani video. CNN says, what? It's not us. It's this guy Hirzakhani. He's feeding you a line of bull. He's the one. It's all him. You need to talk to him. So, there you have it. You know, we're going to keep on rocking overnight on RevereRadio.network, so that's just about going to do it for the end of tonight's program. So, why don't I just go ahead and play out with something, and you all have a nice evening. Peace.
Tuning into the Revere Radio Network. Remember, Revere Radio Network is